Hello, ladies and gentlemen. A quick rant of truth, but really just a supplement to another one. So not exactly sure how I'm going to name this. Maybe I'll just explain in the title that it is a follow-up to Quick Rant of Truth 07. So in that one, I talked about, it's entitled Putting to Bed Any Doubt on Lab Origin, 2015 journal article. Well, what I did not quite get to as a pointed point. Let's go with that. Let's go with pointed point. I don't know. I got nothing, man. Is that I said that the journal article around the labs funded by the same source as the Wuhan lab, that's EcoHealth Alliance. You'll even hear Demon Fierci himself refer to EcoHealth Alliance if there was any doubt. There's an article in 2015, November 2015, that published in November 2015, that is a smoking gun as far as whether they were really doing gain-of-function research when it was still prohibited. So, quick background, later articles, cover-your-ass articles, say, well, don't worry. Yeah, there was a gain-of-function prohibition. You couldn't do it. But then in December of 17, it was lifted, and then they didn't even start doing gain-of-function research at those various labs until sometime in 2019. Wrongo! Because there is a November 2015 article, so fully 2 years before the ban was even lifted, that is published by then. Okay, so I said no less than 2 years after the ban, they were doing gain-of-function research. That's not true. I mean, I kind of hinted, obviously, there was some time where they had to prepare in order to publish. No, guys, the ban didn't happen until October of 14. And they published a study from one of the laboratories. I don't know if it's Wuhan. If you look into it, it probably gets just enough detail. But that's not the important part for me, so I didn't distinguish. I just said I can't tell that it's Wuhan, but I can tell it's the same funding source. They banned it in October of 2014. They published an article in either November or December of 2015. So 13 and or 14 months later, they publish an article, which means they've done enough work in only 13 or 14 months to publish, do the study and publish. I said during the original podcast, yeah, if you looked into the details of it, I need to re-pull that article. You could see, well, we did this for 6 months, 7 months. But regardless, they spent almost no time after the ban slowing themselves down in any way, shape, or form in order to have a gain-of-function journal written. So that's the big thing. I said, you know, up to 2 years later, I said, because I was thinking, okay, they published had it been right at, you know, the end of 1 year when they published and right at the beginning of when the clock started on the previous year, maybe it was up to 2 years. You know, maybe if it was beginning of 14, and then they banned it beginning of 14, published at the end of 15. You could say, well, no less than 2 years. But in reality, they published in only 12 or 13 months after the ban, which means they basically were doing most likely the study the whole time. Like basically as soon as they could get it overseas, they got it overseas and finished it and published it. 13 or 14 months at best between ban and publication date. So it just goes to, again, just to clarify the point on how long they took and whether they even took even notice of the ban. Just thought I'd follow up on that one. Again, that's a follow-up on Quick Rant of Truth 07, Putting to Bed Any Doubt on Lab Origin 2015 journal article. Thanks for listening, guys.